Welcome to the Pharmaceutical Technology Podcast. Dissolution and the USP Performance Verification Test, a test that is performed to assess dissolution system suitability. This podcast is brought to you by United States Pharmacopeial Convention. To find out more, please go to usp.org/PVT. And now here's your host for this podcast, the contributing editor for Pharmaceutical Technology, Lori Sullivan.
Can you explain IQ, OQ, and PQ in the context of dissolution testing, specifically for apparatus 1 and apparatus 2?
For dissolution equipment, we perform the installation qualification, the operational qualification, and the performance qualification. That's the IQ, OQ, and PQ. The installation qualification simply confirms that the laboratory environment is appropriate. That is, there's proper temperature control, the power supply is appropriate, you have a stable surface to install the dissolution equipment, and that the instrument can perform in that environment as expected. After the installation of the instrument, you move on to an operational qualification, and this determines whether the equipment is working as expected within the manufacturer specifications, including the speed control, the temperature control. If the instrument is programmable, does it do what it's asked to do when it's programmed? The operational qualification also verifies all of the parts of the dissolution assembly, vessels, stirring shafts, baskets, paddles, etc., to make sure that they conform to the dimensional specifications that are required by General Chapter 711. And then finally, the performance qualification assesses the instrument as a whole. So after you've tested and evaluated each of the individual components, you perform an actual dissolution test, and this allows the user to evaluate the proper functioning of the entire dissolution assembly.